This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. During his recent university address, Western Illinois University Interim President Martin Abraham announced the school could finish the fiscal year in the black. But just a few weeks earlier, the person who oversees Western's budget cautioned the school has a structural budget deficit of $8 million. Tri-State's Public Radio wondered about that disparity and looked into it by talking to Letitia Trepak. She is Western's Associate Vice President for Budget and Finance, and she's the person who warned about the structural budget deficit.
So our budgeted expense is an $8 million deficit for what we expect revenue to be this year. What we'll actually expend, because we're going to spend under budget, will fall within our revenue. That's our current projection. So that's where the disparity lies between budgeted expense and actual expense. So because of some one-time holdbacks during any given year, then you can spend under budget. So like not filling budgeted positions or spending on critical spending only within operations. Those are a couple examples.
Basically, it's the difference between what you projected at the start of the fiscal year and where you might actually end up.
In a sense, you could look at it that way. We still need to identify permanent reductions within our budget to bring actual expenditures or budgeted expenditures in line with revenue.
Is there a carryover deficit from previous fiscal years?
Last year, we did have a small carryover deficit. It was less than $1 million. So if we can spend, if we can have be in the black of at least $1 million, we would make up for that difference.
Are we talking about just one-time, I guess, budget savings, or is this sustainable into the future?
We do need to correct our structural budget deficit. We can do that over a number of years as long as we continue to control spending. So within this framework, you have to monitor cash flow closely, but eventually it is not sustainable if your budgeted expense remains too great, because that's what helps control your spending.
So can you explain what you mean by a structural budget deficit?
It's when your budgeted expense exceeds your actual revenue.
On an annual basis?
Yes, because then you expect that to continue. Now, if something happened in just one given year, if you expected that to only be temporary, that's one thing, but this isn't temporary for us. We don't expect revenue to increase greatly in just a few years, so that's why we have to correct our budget.
Are you offering any recommendations on how to correct the budget?
Yes, we have meetings regularly with the president. As far as recommendations, it's basically not filling vacated positions through attrition, and we continually try to identify any savings in operations, but that's much more difficult because we're already so low in operating costs as it is.
Can you give an idea of some specific recommendations that you have offered to try to correct the structural budget deficit?
Other than identifying vacated positions as they become vacant, there haven't been any concrete decisions.
I take it personnel is the biggest expense, and that's where you would end up with your biggest savings?
That's correct. Personnel constitutes about 75% of our appropriated budget.
Are there any non-personnel areas you're looking at that maybe you can still find to save money?
We continue to look, but nothing substantial has been identified.
Letitia Trepak is the Associate Vice President for Budget and Finance at Western Illinois University. She says Western's administration remains hopeful that enrollment will turn around. She says Western also hopes the state will financially support public higher education. Trepak says Western exhausted its reserve fund by the end of last fiscal year. That's partially due to deficit spending the past two fiscal years, but mostly due to the shortfall of state funding Western received during the state's two-year budget impasse. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.